Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right. Yes. Good morning. The pleasure's ours. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Ooh. Let's have a great Black Friday. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. Good morning, bud.
Exhausted, much like everyone that's probably awake right now.
Exhausted, and I'm thinking about unbuttoning a button. Are you okay with that? Does it make you feel weird?
It won't make me feel weird at
either
all.
That, do it. It might bust off and pop Joel in the eye or something, because, yeah, my pants are tight today, man.
Well,
because we were stuffing our faces yesterday. I hope you feasted. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you had a Bills, Cowboys, Vikings sort of day. Hope you enjoyed your football. We have lots to talk about.
Well, you know, I have a story, and you have a story, and we're going to play a little game, Who's Worse?
Yeah, I know it's like way early for games, but you got to hear these stories. Plus, later on today, what you need to watch, the things you need to watch. We have lots of nonsense to get to. It's a pleasure to be here. The number's the same. Give us a call, 877-99 on Fox. Again, we are Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick.
Now, the opportunity to fill in for Dan is something we can't pass up.
No.
It's the biggest show on Fox Sports.
Huge.
So when the boss said, do you guys want to fill in for Dan Patrick? The answer is always yes.
You know what this feels like? You know when you are really ambitious and you're booking flights like from Vegas or something like that, or a work trip?
God, you read my mind. I was going to say, this is the equivalent of looking at a 5:50 a.m. flight saying, perfect, book it. We'll get there early and start the day.
And then you have to wake up and you're like, oh, why did I agree to that? I'm hungover and I feel like butt cheeks. That's sort of how we feel right now, but super happy to be here at the same time, because millions of different people hanging out with us love the Dan Patrick Show. And we also want to remind you that, hey, we're on every day, 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East. So just wanted to come and hang with you.
Yeah, download
and say
the podcast.
Good day, good morning.
Check out what we do on the regular. But yeah, as much as we're happy to be here, it really does feel like when you book that 6 a.m. flight for vacation and you're like, no, it'll be cool. And then the day comes and you're like, wait, I have to set my alarm for 4?
Yeah, yeah.
Why did I say yes?
I'm blaming Rich. But anyway, my belly today, much like everybody's, Joel, you too probably, because Joel's usually like, yeah, what's up? He's kind of quiet today. Joel's probably like, oh, because my belly's like, oh, why'd I eat so much?
Yeah, I stuffed my face early while we were still in it.
Yeah, yeah. Joel is here. Birch is here. Thank you guys for being here. 877-99 on Fox. So
now this is a question of who has the worst story from yesterday. Now I think you should start, because yours is more of like a typical Covino bonehead move.
Well, let me explain. When the mics are on, when the lights are on, that's when I turn it on a little more. Right? I don't have many speeds, Rich. So this is me animated and focused.
I mean, I'll say it kindly. When the mics are off, Covino's brain dead.
Kind of, right? So we had a really great show yesterday, filling in for Dan Patrick. A lot of fun, like always. And as soon as the show's over, I go back into my zombie mode, right? Autopilot.
You're like Adam Sandler in the movie Click.
Yes.
You're like sleepwalking through your day.
I was like, oh, man, because, you know, we still had to wake up earlier than usual. Yeah. I debated going to the gym, though. I had great intentions. I was like, do I go to the gym on Thanksgiving?
Come on.
You know, we're done early.
Stop it.
I didn't, right? So I went right home, and I knew football was on. We had talked about it the whole day.
But I must say, this is nothing strange. Bursch, you worked with us before. Covino's the type of guy that he admits he's terrible at schedule watching. He watches sports every day, but if I were to ask him, yo, who are your Yankees playing tomorrow? Yeah, who's Covino, who are the Niners playing Sunday? He's like, I don't know. I know the day of. Like, Covino's not a schedule watcher.
I know they're playing the Dolphins because we're going.
Yeah. That's in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. So
you don't even know this week.
Yeah, this week. I know 2 weeks.
The answer is the Saints, by the way.
The Saints. Now, that's not even the excuse. I'm just on autopilot. I know the Bills and Lions are playing, the Giants and Cowboys, the Patriots and Vikings, but I forgot what order in which these games were happening. I forgot which was the first game, second game, third game, right?
Well, that's just because, like I said, that's a characteristic of you.
It's just me.
Yeah.
And plus, show's over. You know, I'm just chilling. I go home. And I'm like, I'm going to put the game on. If I nap, if I fall asleep, no big deal. I'm exhausted, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to put the game on. So I'm slinging it. I got a sling. I use sling. And I turn on my TV.
I never knew that about you.
I said sling.
Oh, sling. Okay.
Yeah, sling. I'm a slinger. I said slinger. So I just see the ad, the icon, just the icon for Giants Cowboys.
I know what you're talking about because if you have Sling or Hulu
Live. Yeah,
I'm
not going to a specific channel or anything.
When you have a streaming service and you use it for live TV, a lot of times when you click on live stuff, you're right, you're clicking on an icon.
Yeah. So I just click the icon and I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. And it did dawn on me that, was this the game? I'm watching and Dak Prescott's on the sideline wearing a hat. And I'm like, what happened to Dak? Right? You know, again, we just got off the air.
I love this story.
Dude, I go to my phone. I go to Twitter.
What is wrong with Dak Prescott?
I'm Googling. Like, Dak Prescott news. I'm not seeing anything. I'm like, eh, oh, well.
Why is Cooper Rush in the game?
Maybe he stubbed his toe. I don't know. Maybe he needed a breather. So Rush is there. He's playing well. And I'm like, okay. Wow, interesting. I wasn't expecting this. Before you know it, I sort of, again, checked my brain at the door, and I started to enjoy the game. I'm like, man, this is a really good game. Dude, at one point in the third quarter,
Joel,
it was 13-13. Dude, I think I even texted a few friends, like, what a game, huh? I'm like, this is great. I was, like, way into this game.
I've never heard of someone with their head up their ass more than you. I can't.
Dude, I wanted to nap. Remember this? So I was like,
text.
Yeah. I was texting people about it. Dude, so I'm there all cuddled up, like, hoping to fall asleep, but I couldn't because I'm like, this is a good game. All of a sudden, you know, the Cowboys are pulling ahead. And I'm like, oh, man, all my Giants friends, you know, they must be bumming out now. But, ooh, the Giants look like they're coming back. Dude, it's the end of the game. The end of the game, right? Daniel Jones throws an interception to Trayvon Diggs. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, wait a minute. And then, you know, on that play, Sterling Shepard's like injured. And I'm like, wait. I'm having a weird case of deja vu right now. I'm like, wait, I've seen this. I've seen this. Oh, no. I just missed the entire Bills-Lions game because I'm watching a replay from a few weeks ago. I wanted to punch myself in the beanbag. That's how mad I was at myself. Like, I was so embarrassed of myself. I'm embarrassed to share that story with you on Fox Sports Radio.
He called me yesterday, and he goes, I don't know if I even want to share this story.
I don't even want to admit this.
Your head was so far up your butt and you were so tired that you watched a replay of a game from a month ago.
What I loved about it is he's actually recalling the game for us right now. Yeah. Dude. We didn't already see the game.
When I saw Daniel Jones with his hand over his head, like, what just happened?
He
throws
this.
The interception. I'm like, wait a second. That's when it dawned on me that I've seen this before.
Yeah.
Because, again, I usually watch Red Zone too, right? So that's probably when I tuned in and I saw that. And I'm like, wait, I've seen all this happen. And I'm
it's like when your parents or grandparents watch a game and it's like, another home run? You're like, no, Grandpa, that's instant replay.
Yeah, I had a John Sterling moment. Giancarlo. Oh, wait a second. That's a replay. So I was like, wait, no. So then I put the Bills-Lions game on. I had to find that. And it was just about over. And I'm like, I missed pretty much the entire first game because I sat there watching the replay of an old game like a bonehead. Well, the end. That's my story.
It just proves that you're one of the biggest boneheads we know.
I mean, it was a good game.
What I'm fascinated by is how at no point it dawned on you.
It did, but please understand this. I was like in sleepy time mode, right?
It is this season, so the players are the same.
Right, players are the same.
Had you already eaten?
No, I hadn't eaten yet. No, I can't even use that as an excuse. My only real excuse is that I just got so wrapped into the game. Like, it did dawn on me. It did. I'm like, wait a second. Prescott, what happened? So it all dawned on me. But then I just got so into the game that I stopped thinking about it, and I was just watching.
You know what it's like? You know when someone throws you a surprise party, and then afterwards you're like, oh, how did I miss all those clues?
Yes, it's very much
My wife led me to a weird restaurant I've never been to. How did I not realize it?
Yeah.
You're looking back and you're like, what did I?
Now, hold on. I will admit this too. Joel, Bersh, this is the second time that's happened.
This has
happened to me before.
Years ago, because I remember this is not
I started texting you about something, right? And Rich was so confused. And then Rich is like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, dude, remember that happened?
It happened about a year or so ago. Yeah. And I know what it is. If you stream, like I said, if you use Slingbox or Hulu Live or something, if you're not using cable, it's not like the old TV guide thing that you're scrolling up and down.
If you log into
Hulu Live, it'll just have an icon of like the Giants and Cowboys helmets and you click on it.
That's exactly what I did.
And you didn't realize it was NFL Network replay. You thought it was like Fox or NBC.
And I was still seeing like Thanksgiving ads and things like that. And I'm like, man, what the heck?
So, I applaud you for being man enough to admit that on the air.
Yeah, I applaud you too. Let me ask you, had you watched that game originally?
I had seen all the highlights because I usually watch Red Zone, right, Joel? So, you know, once they were in the Red Zone,
the highlights seemed familiar.
Yeah, the highlights. I'm like, man, wait.
All the good plays are deja vu.
There was like a play where, you know, CeeDee Lamb had like this real nice catch, and I'm like, man, he's on fire. I've seen this before. Like, yeah. Yeah. There was that point.
Signature catch.
But I convinced myself, like, yeah, man, he's doing really good. This is great.
That's wild.
But yeah, wasted the entire first game on a replay. And then, of course, I tuned in time to see the Bills win 28-25 to the Lions. Close. Well, I thought it was going to be close. Closer than I thought, though. That was a tough battle. Lions battle. But that's my story, guys. Right? So I want you to listen closely because it's like, well, what story's worse here? Mine or Rich's? We'll let you decide. You make the call.
Who had the worst story? Covino, who's so man enough to admit what a bonehead he is that he watched a replay of a game because he was half asleep.
Yeah. It happened.
It's going to be hard to top that one.
I know. Mine's less embarrassing, more like, are you joking? So we have friends over yesterday. And, you know, my wife listens when she can. You know, she's driving around or in the car.
Happy Friendsgiving.
And, you know, we do the commercials and the reads for DraftKings Sportsbook.
Is that your wife's voice for real? I mean, why do you always do that voice?
Actually, that's more my girlfriend's voice than, you know, Rich's.
Yeah, my wife's from the South. She's more like, hey, baby.
My girlfriend's from Idaho, and she talks very much like an L.A. girl.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Thank ya.
So my wife is like, hey, did you bet on this game? I go, yeah, I did our teaser, which, by the way, we won, everybody.
Yeah.
Again, staying hot with the teasers. So I said, you know what? Let's do something else for fun. She goes, yeah, I hear you talk about the parlays and stuff with you and Crivino's DraftKings commercial.
Right.
So I said, oh, you know, let me see what they got. So I built a parlay. And I know no one likes to hear about other people's bets, but this one's really good. This is like a are-you-kidding-me story. You know how SVP does bad beats? This is a good one. So I go, you know, I think Kirk Cousins might light it up. So there was a prop builder where for $20, it was $20 to win $220. So I was like, oh, perfect. Easy little bet. $20 to win $220. I needed Cousins, 3 touchdowns. Ding! He got it. 3 touchdowns. I needed the Vikings to win by 2.5. Boom! Ding! 2 for 2. The third leg of this, plus, it was a plus 1,100 parlay. Plus 1,100, so 20 wins, 220. The third one was Kirk Cousins, over 300 yards. Now, it was the fourth quarter. 8 minutes left, I'm like, oh, come on. He's in the 290s, right? I'm like, come on, Kirk, come on! Come on!
Right, $20 gets you $220. That's a nice little.
I was like, sweet,
payday for fun, I mean, pay, you know, last
makes
minute
up, makes up for the all the money I spent on the groceries we hosted.
Yeah,
Cousins, 8 yard out pass to Jefferson. Yes, 303 yards, baby. I'm high fiving my wife and my buddy. I'm like, see, look at that. That was a fun prop bet. Yeah,
nice.
Vikings are winning. I'm like, man, 5 minutes left. What does he got? Let me check my phone again. All right, 303. Perfect. 303. He's got the 3 touchdowns. I need the Vikings to win by 2.5.
You're probably strutting around your kitchen.
I'm like,
sliding around in your socks.
Is how it's done. That's how it's done. Gambling expert.
High-fiving your kids. Yeah.
DraftKings, baby. Woo! Woo! So I look at the TV and I go, wait, hold on. Cousins back to pass. Screen pass to Thielen in the backfield. Oh no. Oh! And he's tackled for a loss of 4. I'm like, no. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I'm not good at math, but that goes from 303 to 299.
I let out a big what the F at my kids. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Did you say fudge?
Like I was Ralphie in the Christmas Story. So I just want everyone to look at the box score when they get a chance later, because the Vikings got the ball back one more time and ran the ball and the clock out. And Kirk Cousins' final box score was 299 yards. No BS. His last pass was a minus 4 yard screen pass in the backfield that took his total yards from 303 to 299.
So you lost 220 by 1 yard.
$220 would have been a nice little Thanksgiving. Hey, look at that. Bam.
Man. That's hilarious. Because he had 303
at
one point.
It's a great bad beat, because usually bad beats are like, oh, backdoor touchdown, or like, oh, missed the, you know, missed extra point or something nonsensical. This was simply Covino. Like, when does that happen? When does a guy...
Yours is more heartbreaking. Because like you said, you know, if anyone hosts Thanksgiving, I think people take it for granted. That means, you know, Rich paid for the turkey and the fixins and the alcohol, right? All little treats, so the cookies.
I like hosting, so I don't mind. But it does become like a, you know, that's like a $300 to $400 supermarket visit, right? I mean, all the fixins and booze and turkey and everything. Yeah.
And it just, you know, would have been a little nice little reward for your kind gestures. And it was a last minute sort of, hey, I'm going to do this for fun, you know. And, oh, man, so close. So I think yours is more heartbreaking than mine.
I know hearing about other people's fantasy teams and bets usually stink, but I hope you could at least appreciate how that prop bet was lost. 303 yards. Joel, his last pass, it couldn't be incomplete. It couldn't be a 4 yard loss. That's like a significant bad screen pass.
Yeah, yours is more heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cash involved, right? That would have been sweet.
Bersh.
Especially when you count it already.
Yeah.
Bersh, minus 4 yards.
Especially
last
since
pass.
He was
and your girl knew about it, too.
Yeah, the whole family. He was strutting around like he was...
I was strutting around like I was Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
when Vince McMahon is strutting.
I was like Conor McGregor walking around
my mind, kitchen. Did you lose $20 or did you lose $200?
No, in my mind... I lost a couple $100. I know I didn't because, you know, I never had it, but I feel like I did have it for 2 plays until he threw a minus 4 yard screen pass.
Yeah, that's
damn
aggravating.
Kirk
Cousins. Yeah, you know what? Your aggravation too is way worse in your story than mine. I'm just like, what an idiot I am.
It's funny, but hey, hopefully you enjoyed your football. And like I said, Joel, I said it yesterday. Your Lions, I know you're a Detroit guy. They are so close. I know no one wants to hear that. I know Detroit Lions fans have been sick of hearing that damn narrative. But you're so close.
All during the broadcast.
So
they're back.
Close.
They're
bro.
Back.
You know what it is, Joel?
They're
it's
back
like
behind.
It's one of those when you lose these close, crappy games.
I'm glad I got to see the Lions battle, at least for the last like 2 minutes of the game that I caught.
Camino's like, yeah, it was great. The last 2 minutes.
Yeah, man. Wow.
Yeah. But if you're getting killed in games, I was saying this to Danny G, our usual producer, who is a big Raiders fan. I said, you know, it's not the worst when your team's losing all these close games, because that just means you're an adjustment or a player or a coaching decision away from winning. If you're getting smoked every week, then it's like, man, we're in the middle of a big rebuild. Joe, your team could very well make a few adjustments in the offseason.
For 2 years
and with
now.
Aaron Rodgers,
they were tough last year,
with
too.
Aaron Rodgers on the decline, and you see that Minnesota is good, but they're getting a little lucky here and there, too. The Lions could be very much in the mix. Very much in the mix. I mean, look at the AFC East. We thought that it would never, you know, not be a Patriot. It felt like the Patriots were going to dominate that division forever. And we've seen over the last couple of years, the Bills, the Dolphins, now even the Jets, like other teams are stepping it up. And, you know, the whole Green Bay winning 8 of the last 11, I believe, NFC North titles, that might be a thing of the past. So
I mean, we did give away our tight end and went on a 3-game winning streak.
That's wild, because when you gave up Hockenson, I was like, why? He's like one of the guys
in the division.
He's one of the few guys that people sort of know on your team.
And he had a touchdown, didn't he?
Yep.
So those are our heartbreaking, disappointing stories. If you have any thoughts on them, hit us up at Covino and Rich or call us up at 877-99 on Fox. We'll talk more about these games and your takeaways, things that made you go, and something that we really didn't get to yesterday. What every guy needs to do at least once per year is going to save his life and relationships.
Ooh, can't wait to hear this.
Yes.
Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. all in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Ho! Ho! Ho!
It's a double Dutch bus down the street.
Yeah, man. Bringing the hose.
What?
Yeah. Ho! Double Dutch bus style. Yeah. I love this song. If you're listening to the podcast in the future, which I highly recommend, subscribe for free. Covino and Rich, wherever you stream your podcasts. You're not hearing the music, but Joel on the ones and twos pulled out some double Dutch bus, some old school, flashing it back on a Black Friday. Again, Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick, 877-99 on Fox. Hope you had a very nice Thanksgiving. Hope you enjoyed all the games. We have lots to get to today. We're going to talk some Christmas music, too, later on, because the Eagles linemen, man, they're really bringing it. Bringing it.
On a whole new level.
Yeah, yeah. And I know you have this theory on Aaron Rodgers and his thumb. And there's lots to get to today. But every Monday on our show, because again, we're on from 2 to 4 out here on the west side, 5 p.m. on the east coast, Monday through Friday. On Mondays, we do a little recap of everything you saw in the NFL called Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Let's go, baby!
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
So why not after three action-packed games yesterday?
Exactly.
A little recap. Things that made you go, hmm. So if you have any observations about any of the games yesterday, feel free. 877.
Yeah, there's no wrong answers here. I mean, Rich might yell at you because he does get angry and passionate about his football.
That is true.
But really, it's just wherever your mind went, where your thoughts were, observations you made watching all these games yesterday. 877-99 on Fox.
Gotcha. All right, so observation one, like I said, The Lions are closer than you think. Joel's Lions are not that far away.
That's aggravating, though.
Aggravating, yes. But let's talk about the Bills for a second, because the Bills, talk about a team that will have every opportunity to, I mean, every team could hold their own destiny. You're my density.
Destinies and densities, yeah.
George McFly style.
Yeah.
The Bills play their next three games. After that nice close win yesterday on Thanksgiving Day, they got the Pats, the Jets, and the Dolphins the next 3 weeks. That will define where the hell this team is at. And if you believe in the Bills to be the best or one of the best teams in the AFC, the next 3 weeks will separate them from the pack a little bit.
I believe in the Bills, yeah. I believe in miracles. The Bills, I don't know.
You believe in magic?
I do. I believe in magic, too. But I think this game, and we're going to go to your phone calls, too. Again, 877-99 on Fox, or hit us up at Covino and Rich on social media. Your takeaways from all these games, anything you observed, I think this game went exactly the way I thought it would go. Unfortunately, I thought the Lions were going to battle. Thought they were going to keep it close. Thought they were going to lose. In fact, that was part of your teaser.
Yeah.
The Bills only had a win by three.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened.
Tease it down to three.
Yeah.
I said try
Rich
to tease it under two. Yeah.
Rich called. It's immediately what I thought, too. You remember, I tuned in late to this game. I'm like, look at Rich, this guy.
I'm on fire lately. Yeah. I don't know.
Look at this guy. He's on fire.
Except for that damn Kirk Cousins prop bet.
But unfortunately for the Lions fans and you, Joel, you know, it is like frustrating to see how tough they are and scrappy they are. I started immediately rooting for the Lions. You know, I tuned in. I'm like, oh, come on, man. Come on. Come on for Joel. Like, just pull up an upset. You know, I have no horse in the race here, right? And it's exactly how we, in fact, I knew all, and we all knew these games were going to be close. So we had three good games.
Now, if you did the logical thing and said, hey, let me do a money line parlay on all three of the favorites yesterday, you would have just won an easy parlay, honestly. I was very confident that the Bills, Cowboys, and Vikings would win.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the second game, one of the things that made me go, hmm.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Every year, I'm way wrong on a few teams and way right on a few teams. And I feel like my instinct that the Giants are about to fall apart is slowly coming true. They're 7-4 now, and they're playing the Commanders twice, the Eagles, and the Vikings over their next four. I think they go 1-3. And my is that'll leave them at 8-7, where I think now the Cowboys, who won, they're 8-3.
Yeah.
They got the Colts, the Texans, the Jags. Like, this is where there becomes separation in the NFC East, where we talked about how there's so much parity and all these teams are close.
Especially in the NFC East, but I start to feel that way about the NFL in general. What was our rule? Like, 8 weeks into it, eight weeks into it, you kind of know where these teams stand.
You're starting to see a little separation now.
Yeah,
where,
but now you kind of see it a lot more clear.
If you look at the NFC, I hate this because it makes it seem like, oh, we already sort of know. Look at the standings, and right now, it's pretty evident that Philly and Dallas out of the East, Minnesota, likely our boy Tom Brady, TB12 and the Bucks, and then out West, the Niners and probably Seattle as a wild card.
Yeah, that but aren't you starting to say, about the Cowboys? Like, wow, they really are looking good.
They could catch Philadelphia.
Yeah.
They still play them.
I'm getting that feeling.
I was thinking that there's that seventh wild card, and it's like, up for grabs. Like, even if the Giants struggle and end at like 9-8 or 8-9, there's so many 4-7 type of, you know, teams that honestly, Joel, if a team like the Lions got hot, they have a chance. Any team that's 4-7 has a chance.
They just got to win in the division.
Any team in the NFC has a chance to be that seventh wild card, because I think it's going to be 9-8 or an 8-9 team. All right, let's say what's up to George in Virginia. Kavino and Rich, the things that made you go, yesterday.
Yeah. Thanksgiving.
What's up, man?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, man.
So I've been a Bills fan since 69, so I've seen it all. I've been through it all. You know, obviously the last month, this should have been our year. Last year should have been our year, but this year definitely should be our year. We've already blown it. The last month's been a struggle. In the last 2 weeks with all the travel and the snow in Buffalo and all that, I feel happy to get through the last two games, but at the same time, we're beat up, we're banged up.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, if you continue to play the way you do, you'll probably be the two seed, right? I feel like Kansas City could very well
That's
just be the
enough,
I know you want that one seed. I know you want home field and you want the bye.
Yeah, he's making a great point because, you know, again, I'm not a fan, so I'm just watching, right? I'm not a Bills fan. It's evident that they're battling against the Lions in this game and battling the past few games to get their victories.
Yeah, but a couple weeks ago,
that takes a toll on the team.
No, what he's doing is he wants to wallow. You guys got to wallow.
Wallow.
He wants to go in on his team. I'm a Detroit fan. I know what he's trying to tell you. Wallow with me, guys.
Wallow.
We're good.
Wallow or wobble? Wobble with me. Wobble. All right, let's go to Tommy in Florida. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, man, guys, great show. You guys are doing a good job. You guys are funny.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Hey, listen, every day we're on in the afternoon, so if you can't catch it, download
the podcast.
I know.
You guys plugged yourself in the first thing. I said, I'm going to start listening to these guys. And
thanks,
and
man.
Danny G, he was the producer, I think, for Clay Travis's old
show.
He used to do the animal,
what do you call it? It's the animal war zone or whatever, where, like, crazy animal stories. They're hilarious. Anyway, the thing that makes me go home or whatever is, I don't understand why these coaches drop into prevent defenses and watch a team that can't move the ball for an entire half or an entire game sometimes and let a team go all the way down in a minute and 25 seconds. I mean, I've seen Tom Brady do it a million times. Patrick Mahomes has done it. Why do these teams stop playing defense the way they've shut a team completely down?
It's a wild thing, dude.
We talked about this recently,
Tommy. It's like one of the mysteries of sports that people have talked about for decades. There's nothing really comparable, because you can say, well, maybe it's like the equivalent of like making a bad bullpen change in baseball. No. There's nothing quite like a team that shut down someone most of the game, and then right before the half or right before the end of the game, they play this soft 10-plus yards off the ball, and with ease, they let the other team like start maneuvering.
Trying to avoid penalties. I don't know, just trying to... I'm trying to think of an analogy. It's like when a fighter knows he has the fight won, he's just sort of keeping away and dancing around.
But as you know, sometimes when you play like that,
but you switch up the game plan,
it's I don't like it either. Ian in Florida, Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. What's up? What's up, buddy?
Just wanted to let you know I'm a Dolphins fan, and I was really excited coming into this year. I was like, man, this is gonna be a good year. But I'll be honest, the Bills are kind of letting me down as far as a rivalry in the AFC East. Their number one rusher is Josh Allen. They have no rushing game. They've lost Von Miller. And really, I think people are starting to see the only real weapon, true weapon they had, was Diggs. And Josh Allen is trying to do too much. It's a complete letdown as far as what I thought was going to be a big battle this year. You know, I think it was a close game at the beginning of the year with the Dolphins.
Yeah,
Bills,
you guys
not going to be close again.
Didn't you guys edge him out just like it was a close game early year? Dolphins won a close one, right?
Yeah, we won a close one at the beginning of the year with a new offensive system, but I don't see that happening.
Well, you're playing in Buffalo on December 18th. Mark your calendar because that's going to be your Christmas early if you're a Dolphins fan. We'll see if your boys could do it. Let's see if Mike McDaniel could come up with some crazy game plan. I like that guy. He's a weirdo.
Joel's right, though. I'm seeing a pattern here. You know, I think around this time of year, this is when reality starts to hit in on your team.
You start to
wallow about your team. Hey, you want to call and vent and wallow about your team? That's fine, too.
That's right. They want to vent.
You're right. 877-99 on Fox. Things that made you go, Thanksgiving.
Things that make
Thursday. Your takeaways from yesterday on this Black Friday. Again, Covino and Rich for Dan Patrick.
Jim in Iowa. What's up, Jim?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was watching the Detroit Bills game yesterday, and with Detroit marching down the field, I don't know, they're on like the 25, there's 30 seconds left, they got two timeouts, and they're third down and a foot. Why didn't they run the ball? Get a first down, take a timeout, and then move forward. I don't understand why they threw a pass there. Ended up kicking the field goal. And
sometimes
the phrase is that's why they're the Lions.
Yeah. You maybe just want to put some points on the board and play it safe. I know. Sometimes I scratch my head too. Now,
you know, one of my takeaways, Rich, is, you know, I knew all these games were going to be close. We already established that. The Patriots Vikings game was really interesting to me too, because you know that the Patriots are well coached, but with that take them ahead to beat the Vikings, right? Let's see how good the Vikings are in this game. They pull ahead. They win 33-26.
I mean, that was your call. That was your good call. You came over yesterday and you said, my prediction, pain. And then I was like, okay, Mr. T, Rocky 3. He said, my prediction, Vikings win, but close because Belichick will coach them into the game.
Yeah.
And that was
like the Vikings are the better team here. And I feel like they got more momentum, but the Patriots are just so well coached that they'll make it close. And, you know, it was a close game. But what I started to notice is the confidence of Cousins, right? Especially even after the game, eating his turkey leg and, you know, playing slap ass with his teammates. They were really enjoying, like, the moment. And you're starting to see that team come together, like, visibly. Like, I noticeably saw them enjoying the moment and enjoying the turkey legs. And, you know, talking about how they're going to celebrate after the game. Did you happen to see that?
Yeah, I did see it.
You know, like, you know, what are they going to do this week?
It's almost
Kirk Cousins talking about joking about maybe getting a grill. You know,
it seems like them getting stomped on by the Cowboys last week, they gave themselves like, all right, that was an anomaly. That was a free pass. We're back in action. So, Joel, what do you think about your Lions when they wear like the all silver jerseys?
I love it.
You like the all gray silver?
I do. I love it. I love the variety that we're starting to utilize.
I'll tell you what, if you're into the style of NBA and NFL jerseys and stuff, I feel like there's a lot of sweet jerseys this year in the NFL. I like that the Cowboys broke out the old school white and blue yesterday. That was cool.
They're retros, though.
And you're seeing a lot of those, you know, what is it? The Color Rush jerseys are dope this year.
They are. Real quick, though, Covina raises a great point. I think that we're starting to establish this time of year in teams that maybe we don't really have confidence in. Maybe we should redo the list on who don't we have confidence in and see what's left.
Yeah. You know what? And there's teams like, then you don't want your team to be too good at the wrong time, because then sometimes it's like peaking at the wrong time. Like, you could say that about the Dodgers in baseball year, you know?
Because nobody's counting on the Niners.
I mean, I'm a Niners fan, and I feel like people are a little too high on them right now. I'm like,
no,
stop it.
Because there's good teams like we just said, like the Bills, but the Bills are like beaten up. Niners, I feel like they're healthy at the right time.
The right time's in a month and a half from now.
Yeah.
The right time's not now.
I feel like they're piecing it all together, man. They really are. You know, I feel like they're in a better spot. I really do. But the confidence of Cousins was noticeable. I said, yesterday. Let's take two quick phone calls now and move on.
Vic in Charlotte. What's up, Vic?
Hey, Vic.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Thing that made me go, Hunter Henry definitely caught that ball last night.
Yep.
He didn't deserve to lose that game.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he did have the catch. Chase in Tennessee. What's up, man?
Hey, fellas. How's it going today?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Man, I just thought this was hilarious. You know, the Dallas Cowboys, I know they always go out and about and have the biggest shows in football there, the biggest show on turf. Their halftime show compared to Detroit's. I just thought that was hilarious. Did you guys see what that looked like for the actual crowd in the stadium for Detroit? Absolutely nothing on the field. They're shoved away in a little bitty corner doing a halftime show. I just thought it was hilarious.
That is funny. That is funny. Thank you for the call, Chase.
I think they booed, too. I think they were booing
at
the halftime show.
Boo!
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, we got more of your feedback, your phone calls. Covino and Rich filling in for Dan Patrick. It's a Friday, Black Friday, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Want to shout out all the affiliates All the cities rocking out with us. A lot of people tuning in to Covino and Rich. Not for us. They're hoping Dan Patrick was here.
Where's Dan?
Yeah, sorry to tell you that we're here today.
Your new pals.
Yeah. At Covino and Rich on social media. We'll still take your phone calls, though. 877-99 on Fox. 877-99 on Fox. And I got a wheel of a steal of a Black Friday deal for you. You could subscribe to our podcast for absolutely free.
Oh, what a deal.
What a deal, right?
Do it now.
Yeah. Perfect. All you got to do is search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcasts. Hit that little check mark. Subscribe. Boom, bam. Hey, you know what? It's also free to leave a review.
That
could benefit you in the future.
That's a great idea.
I'm just saying.
That's a great idea.
If you leave a review, a good one, by the way.
Not just a review. Rich is awesome. Covino sucks.
Yeah, it could benefit you in the future. Anyway, I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Let's have a great Black Friday. Let's have a great weekend. And be dialing 877-99 on Fox.
I got yesterday.
So did I.
I got for the first time in a while with a good old trick. One of my buddies texted me right around dinner time.
Oh, was it about Aaron Judge?
He knew. Yeah. That Covino is at my place.
This went around like wildfire.
And I was like, son of a... I got a message from my buddy Matt. I'll give him props. Our pal Matt from New York. And it's a headline. Aaron Judge signs largest MLB deal ever with the San Francisco Giants. Click on the link. And I was like, oh man, Covino's going to hate this. I don't even look at the link. I just click on it. Well, you know it's a guy Wood, the black dude on the end of the bed naked.
He's back.
Wood is back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how did I fall for that? I was like, I haven't fallen for a Wood joke in a year now.
I got that from so many people yesterday. My brother was one of them. He's like, I'm mad at you, yo. I said, why? He's like, you didn't even get back to me on it. I'm like, I knew what it was. Well,
the fake article is from the San Fran Chronicle. And I'm like, how did I... Yeah. Fall for this crap.
Yeah, so did not happen yet. But no, hope you enjoyed your friends and family yesterday. Let's have a great day today.
Aaron Judge is not a giant, but if you got that text message yesterday.
Oh, no, he is. He's a 6'7" monster is what he is.
But if you got tricked like I did, you're not alone. For some reason, that was making the rounds yesterday. Like, ooh, Aaron Judge to the Giants? Click on it. Oh, man.
I want to hear about what happened after all your football yesterday. I know Rich watched a few movies, and I got something that you got to do with your buds.
Okay.
At least once a year. It involves sports. We'll get to that. Let's take one last phone call
Solomon.
On the games yesterday.
Solomon in Los Angeles. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm good, guys. You know, I didn't have a dog in the fight yesterday in the Bills-Lions game, but it was certainly a great game to watch.
Yeah.
And as a football fan, I get so frustrated. Like, I'm an old dude. I'm gonna quote an old Rams coach, George Allen. Games are won and lost by special teams. Third quarter, Detroit is down 19-14. If they get that touchdown, if the Butterfingers award to their receiver that dropped the ball in the end zone, you probably win that game. Then your kicker misses a chipped shot for 3 points. Would you have liked that back at the end of the game? This is what frustrates me about football in particular, is just these little errors. Because when I saw that and that happened and you got 0 points out of that, I said, game, set, match.
You know, Solomon, the casual fan doesn't realize the importance of special teams because we're just dopey fans watching. But, Joel, when you watch the post-game locker room, what does the coach or quarterback or whatever always say? We won all three phases of the game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Three phases, offense,
yep.
Defense, special teams. It's emphasized in every coach's meeting. So, yeah, missed field goals, bad field position, special teams, punt return, you know.
It all adds up. He's right. Solomon, thanks for the call, man.
I mean, something as little as if your punter has a good game and he traps a team inside the 10-yard line instead of a, you know, touchback, which, you know, a touchback in a game goes over your head very easily. Like, oh, cool, go. All right, now they start at the 20. That's way different than pinning someone inside the five. So, yeah, special teams in every facet.
And that's things that made you go, So, like I said, I want to talk about, I'll just say now, a little trip that we're going on in less than 2 weeks, no?
Make sure your calendar's right. And you're not watching the wrong game or going on the wrong flight.
Right? Plus,
where am I?
Plus, today's the first official day you could dive into some Christmas movies and Christmas songs and get into that holiday spirit, Christmas style. You know, so we're going to talk a little Christmas music later on. That involves the Eagles linemen. Because they're surprisingly good.
It's unbelievable.
And Rich has his theory on Aaron Rodgers, too.
How good they are. So we'll talk some Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk some football. We'll talk some Christmas. A lot of good stuff today. Covino Rich filling in for Dan Patrick. And if you ever need anything, you want to say what's up, let's be pals at Covino and Rich on Instagram, Twitter. And there's more next right here on Fox Sports Radio. Black Friday.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.